I speak to you in the name of the Trinity, the one undivided God, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. Again, happy Easter to all. The day of the resurrection. What does it mean? What does that mean to us in 2016? What does it mean then? The women coming to the tomb, looking to find the body of Jesus, looking to anoint Jesus' body in the custom of the time for the burial, to wash the body, to put on spices, and finding it empty. And then to discover people saying, he's not here. And then going back and telling the group, we can't find him. He's not there. And then Peter racing off to check it out. Something dramatic had happened. The body was gone. The pre-Easter Jesus was gone. But soon they discovered the sense of Jesus within them, the presence of Jesus around them. They had the experience of new life. For at this point they were terrified and afraid that their lives were over, that they would be hunted down because they would be seen as the outcasts of their own society. They were nothing. And they were to be probably crucified themselves. And they were terrified. And the custom of the time, the Romans had taken out the leader. And they felt that when you took out the leader, that was the end of the group. No more opposition. The vitality would have gone. But there was life. And there was hope. And they discovered a power around them, leading them forward to overcome all the forces of evil. And mighty things were happened. Peter, the man who ran off to see the empty tomb, later on had the opportunity to save his own life if he would denounce Jesus. But he would not. And he was crucified upside down. And lived for about 3 days before he finally died. He could have averted all of that. And later on, within 60 years, a number of people were put to death by the Romans, including a number of women, one whom we have her diary, because she would not renounce her faith in the risen Lord, and she had the courage to go on, the courage of her convictions and her values. She was one of the early martyrs of the church. Priscilla. And we remember all of this. But what about us in our own time today? What is resurrecting for us in who we are today on this Easter? What is our strength? What is our resolve to not let things batter us down? The values that we hold to be dear. We live in a world now where leaders who want to become leaders of the strongest country in the world spend their time talking about their own inequities, about what their wives do or don't do. The values seem to be going askew in the world around us. We have innocent people being bombed in Brussels. What is our response? Do we try to become more violent ourselves? Or are we going to allow to be resurrected within us the values of Jesus? That's the challenge in 2016 for us today who are following the resurrected Jesus. Many here among us know what it's like to die. We've died through a variety of things in our lives. We've died through addiction. We've died through shame. We have died through injury. We have died through abandonment. We have died through abuse. We have died through, and the list goes on. But yet we are here. I think today of all the young people, especially teenage women, who I've been with, who have talked to me about their own fear of what they've put on Facebook and how it comes back to haunt them. And they feel that they're dying inside. They feel a sense of depression. They feel a sense of abandonment. I think of youngsters who are children who are afraid. I think of families like that family in Manitoba who is grieving today over the loss of their 2-year-old. But in all of this, we also know there's a loving God, and this loving God, however we understand God, the Trinitarian God, God is Creator, however we understand, we know that this God is a God of love and empowerment, renewal, forgiveness, and resurrection. That in Jesus, we do not have to die spiritually. We do not have to die emotionally. That we are called to new life. That we are the people of the resurrection. That we are the people of new life. And that that power is alive and burns like candles within each and every one of us. So what I invite you to do today, if you feel that you have been dying, to remember that you are not alone, that you are cherished, that you are loved, that you are forgiven, that you are empowered. And this message of empowerment and forgiveness and life is the message of Easter. That we are valuable, that we are lovable. And while we have been hurt, we will not just be people of hurt. We are the people of new life, of hope, of freedom, and resurrection. And I pray that God will bless us all this Easter day and all the days of our life as we celebrate the light which burns within us. And if we're afraid to turn to the light, I invite you to turn. You will not be the first or the last who felt inadequate. But you are adequate. You were created as a child of God in the image of God. No matter who you are a person of God. And we all matter. And we all are loved. May God bless us all in this season of light, this Easter morning. Amen. We are now going to, as the people of light, many of us have been physically baptized, and others of us have been spiritually baptized in various ways, made to understand that we are people of light. And so I'm going to invite us to renew our baptismal vows. I know for some we have not been baptized, but it's something I invite you to consider. And after we've done our baptismal vow restatement, we're going to experience that by something known as the aspergus. I'm going to bless water here, the water of baptism, and then come around the congregation and sprinkle you with water, a sense of the aspergus. If you're wearing glasses, you may want to take them off because they'll get splashed.